eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Come on now. Warm-up show. Welcome back. My name's Al. I've got CeeLo today. Jerry's filling in for the Booms. CBS taking a little heat on Twitter today. They ran a Billy Joel concert last night, and upon it hitting 11 o'clock, cut off the middle of Piano Man.
The encore.
The encore, and went to local news. Which is weird, because I don't think it was a live concert.
It was not. I mean, okay. It was the old taped live.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they had to know how long it was running.
Right.
And then they cut off Piano Man, which, by the way, I'm fine with. I've had it with Piano Man.
Oh, come on.
I have. Like, if I went to go see Billy Joel, I would run to the bathroom during Piano Man.
Stop it.
I swear. I've had it with Piano Man. I love Billy Joel, but certain songs, like, it's enough. We didn't start
it's
the fire.
Enough already.
And Piano Man, gone. So I'm with CBS. I stand with CBS on this one, but
maybe,
people are angry.
Maybe you were the one that made the decision last night.
I mean, you know,
dump out of this. Got to get to the news.
We all know Piano Man. Get it out.
Come on. For the record, you hate Numbers, Weed, yeah. Nestor Cortez, and Piano Man.
Did you just check? Are you keeping notes in there?
Yes.
He just glanced down at a piece of paper, a cue card or something. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. But, you know, you got to treat that. First of all, how does that not get timed out properly? I don't know. You know what I mean? Since it was recorded.
I believe, and again, I was a little late before a morning show to be tracking all this live. I did see some of the chatter on social media. I think at some point there was some sort of delay.
Yeah.
Maybe the end of the Masters bled over and they had to push back their Sunday evening programming. I'm not 100% sure, so please don't. I'm not trying to put out fake news.
Fake news, sad.
But if that was the case, and things did get bumped back a little bit, and this is not my idea, so I forget who. Somebody made the point. It makes a lot of sense. Like we say, it was not a live concert.
Makes a ton of sense.
Get him here. It was not a live concert. This was on tape. Can we remove a couple minutes somewhere else in the show?
Right.
So that's what maybe the person's like, enough with Piano Man.
Right.
Everyone knows how the song goes.
Yeah,
who cares?
This one, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Microphone smells like a beer. Move on. Yeah.
But for people that love Billy Joel were locked in last night.
Not happy.
They, you know, went to bed feeling a little unfulfilled.
Yep. They feel like they missed their main song, Piano Man.
We got to get to the news. We got to find out, you know, who was murdered, who died, what negativity is there out there in the world. Let's get to those negative stories to lead the 11 o'clock news.
Who got kicked in the face on the subway.
Yeah, that something like that. Who was beheaded, you know,
yeah,
who got stabbed with a screwdriver, like, you know, things like that.
All these things
right,
were covered
very important.
On last night's local news.
Yeah.
Angels first baseman Nolan Chanuel.
I'm not even going to.
Something like that. Anyway, he fouled the ball off his balls, and he now has a testicular contusion. He was not wearing a cup, this guy.
When you said he now has, I was like, where is this headed next?
He now has a testicular contusion, which I guess just means you get hit in your testicles very hard that it hurts.
It's a contusion, usually a bruise of some sort.
Oh, no, severe bruising of the scrotum.
Yeah. I watched it in slow motion because they didn't know what happened. At first, the broadcasters thought he fouled it off his foot. Then in slow motion, it looked like he fouled it off his thigh.
Ugh.
But then when you really watch it, you realize his testicles were in that area because he's not wearing a gun.
We wear cups since Little League.
He wasn't wearing a cup?
No.
You just said that and I missed it?
Yeah.
Oh,
he fouled the ball off his testicles, not wearing a cup.
Seven going on 8 year old wearing a cup.
Yeah. I always would wear a cup. I feel so much more powerful. Just because you don't have to worry about getting hit there. You know what I mean? You can play with more.
I mean, I still doesn't feel good if you get hit there.
Right.
You know, you get the aftershock and the plastic or whatever that's made out of that's kind of vibrating that area. It doesn't feel great, but.
But you're still probably not going to get a testicular contusion.
Contusion, right.
Which sounds very painful. I don't know how many days he's got. If he was on the Mets, he'd be out for the season, I'm sure. But he is on the Angels.
Yeah, and it's a 22-year-old that's hitting 108 so far this year. So
what a rough year.
Mm.
Hitting 108, the one time you make contact, you foul it off of your own testicles.
I'll tell you what, I'd imagine he might be wearing a cup moving forward now.
Right. I know it's going to slow you down a tiny bit when you're running. That's what Boomer says. That's why the NFL players don't wear cups.
Is that really what was slowing Boomer down from running? The cup?
The cup. He was a speedster with that. Well, that's why he didn't wear a cup.
Right.
He needed the extra.
I don't know.
The extra action.
I'm not sure it was the cup that would have made the difference there.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a Texas Rangers pitcher by the name of Brock Burke, who's not having a great season either.
What happened to his testicles?
His testicles are fine, but after his blowing of a save on Friday night, he punched a wall and fractured his hand.
We've seen this one before.
Yeah, this does happen.
Was it the throwing hand?
I believe it was the throwing hand, because you throw a punch with your dominant hand.
That's true.
Now, the coach said, listen, the manager, I respect that he's not happy with his performance. You can't punch a wall. Tom Petty punched a wall one time and shattered his guitar playing hand.
Is that right?
Yeah, he couldn't play for a long time.
Wow. And this was the Rangers, you said?
Texas Rangers, yeah.
Their manager, are you familiar with who he is?
Is it Ron Washington?
No.
I know he's still coaching somewhere.
Oh, he just returned to managing with the Angels. Ah! So he witnessed the testicular contusion.
I knew he was in the mix on the show
Al,
sheet.
What did the Rangers do last fall?
They won the World Series.
Okay, very good.
Bruce Bochy.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
That a boy.
Hoo-ah.
Just took a minute to get there.
I knew it was some old dude.
You're like their manager.
The old dudes always win pennants. Right?
I guess.
Look it up.
Look it up. It's in the phone book.
Old dudes always win pennants.
I don't know about always, but.
Mm-hmm. What do we got now, though? Pirates-Mets today. I feel like this Adrian Hauser, and it may just be the eyeball test here. I feel like this guy starts every other game for the Mets. I know that can't possibly be true.
Yeah, not true.
But this guy's like pitching a lot.
I think he's only made 2 starts so far, Al.
No way.
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. Let me see. Ta-da. Yep, this will be his 3rd start. In fact, there are 3 other Mets that have already made 3 starts, so he's not even at the top of the list.
I think I figured out why I feel like he's made a lot of
starts.
Why
is that?
When I do the show sheet, I write up the starting pitchers.
Right.
He was starting pitcher for one of the games against Detroit that got moved to the next day.
Okay.
So then I put him on the show sheet the following day. Mm. That also got rained out. Then he pitched again. So to me, he pitched 3 games in a row.
He's made multiple appearances.
3 straight.
On the show sheet.
Yes.
Got it.
So Mets, Pirates, Yankees, Blue Jays. Oh, man, the Blue Jays. I don't know if they're any good this year, but they're normally punks to the Yankees.
Yeah, they don't get along well.
They cause trouble.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. is not a fan.
Yeah.
Of the Yankees, their fan base, all
right.
of that. Yeah. So there's a little bad blood there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I would be if I was just picking a random team, I might be a Blue Jays fan.
Why is that?
It's because they have like sons of former major league players. I like that.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That seemed kind of interesting to me.
Can you name them?
Vlad Guerrero.
We just named one. Okay.
You got oh, man, who's that long-haired guy?
Who's the long-haired guy?
I forget his name, but him.
Bo Bichette,
yeah.
Kevin Biggio.
Yes!
Yeah.
Those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You nailed it, CeeLo, those 3 guys.
There you go.
That kind of interests me in some ways, but they're from Canada, and we don't like Canada anymore. Canada used to be like
Used to be?
Yeah, it used to be like, if things got really whack down here, I'm going right up to Canada. Now Canada's just as crazy as
we are.
Yeah,
where are you going now?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. Because everywhere I think I'd go, I hear, like, I'd go, maybe I'll go to Italy. That seems like trouble, too.
Everywhere is trouble.
Everywhere is trouble, Sheila. You can't go anywhere without finding trouble.
Yeah, well, especially for you, the way your mind works.
Yes.
And the things that you'd need to feel that there's not trouble lurking.
Correct.
Yeah.
And a rest in peace to former Yankee Fritz Peterson, Sheila.
Yes.
Died at the age of 82. He is famous for swapping wives with teammate Mike Kekich.
I'll swap my wife for yours.
I mean,
now one of those worked out, one of those didn't. The Fritz Peterson. Now I read the story about this. We actually had Fritz Peterson in studio with Boomer and Carton
Is
many
that
years
right?
ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
to talk about the wife.
To talk
swap,
about the wife swapping.
Course,
yeah,
right.
Because he had a book out or something, and he, you know, they went out as a couple a lot of times, and then they just found themselves attracted to the other's wives, and they said, "What if we switched it up?
Easy swap."
Yeah,
old switcheroo.
The one couple got married. Fritz, who passed away. And then the other couple had kind of fizzled out.
Wow.
But Fritz and his second wife, it worked out.
See, this is what I meant earlier when you talked about, well, Doc and Daryl, complicated relationship. And I said a lot of people, you know,
right.
some more public than others. That's a great example. Now, maybe it worked out for a while, but you want to talk about complicated?
That seems very complicated.
Wow. Takes some big people to be able to go through something like that.
Yeah, I don't even know how. I think the way that it actually, how it started when they were hanging out as a couple, one of each of the couples had it for the night. They're like, you know what, I'm turning in. And the other one said, you know what, I'm turning in too. And you left the two.
Oh.
You left Fritz with the other guy's wife.
And the rest is history.
And then, yeah.
Wow.
They had a great night. And they're like, what if we switch this up?
Hmm. I wonder how that conversation went initially.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Like,
Sheila.
Did the other two feel forced then to come together?
Probably. Yeah, you know, this wasn't all four people, like, definitely.
Sitting at the dinner table like, this is a great idea.
This is a great
Let's
idea.
Let's go forward with this.
No pushback from anybody?
I talked to the roommate, and he's into it, too.
That's true, right. Very much so. All right, CeeLo, let's take a quick break. You've got a sports minute
this
over there.
This is a unique one, a two-pronged on the percentage, so Eddie's giving you a 75% chance to get the topic.
Okay,
but 0% on who's doing the Sports Minute.
Okay, topic is the Masters.
Okay.
Doing the Sports Minute, JR Sports Brief.
No.
This is Jody Mack with an Odyssey Sports Minute.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Oh, just another moment or so before Gio with Jerry Recco today as Boomer's out. CeeLo's here with me. Did you see they unveiled a statue of Allen Iverson at the Sixers practice facility?
Oh, that's perfect.
But
yeah,
it was
I love that.
Somewhat embarrassing in that it's a statue of him doing his crossover move.
Okay.
But it's not a large statue.
Well, he wasn't a large man.
But, I mean, it's, like, really not.
Is it at least, like, human size?
No.
Come on.
It is not. It's more like.
Like a trophy?
Like a bigger Heisman trophy.
Oh.
Barely. It's kind of embarrassing.
Well, maybe that's part of it. Like, he was down on practice. So, if we're going to put this here at the practice facility, we'll make it a little on the smaller side. Talk about practice.
Yeah, it was just this.
Not a game.
Practice. That's why I do like that it's at the practice facility.
Yes, they leaned into that, which is great.
Yeah.
But, so maybe it's more of like a poking fun at it kind of situation.
I don't know. And he had a smile like this was awesome. Thank you for this.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.